Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babun Nahi Ani Tashabbuhi Bishaytani Wal Kuffari, the chapter on the prohibition of imitating Shaytan and the disbelievers. The chapter on the prohibition of imitating Shaytan and the disbelievers. So the first thing that we learn from here is that Shaytan also does actions. Shaytan also carries out actions. And we can also end up imitating Shaitan in our actions if we follow the actions of Shaitan. And obviously that kuffar, the disbelievers, they also do actions. And if they got a special way of doing things and we start imitating them, then we are imitating the kuffar. So here our Shariat is such that we are taught that we mustn't imitate Shaitan and we mustn't imitate the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful deen, a complete deen, a deen that is very, very refined and complete. There's no need for us now to start imitating and looking at the West, looking at the Kuffar, aping them and trying to be like them. We are completely different and we are happy, comfortable, and we are proud, inverted commas, proud of our deen. In other words, we are happy with this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We don't suffer from any type of inferiority complex, that I feel shy to read namaz in public, I feel shy to dress as a Muslim, I feel shy to be identified as a Muslim, I feel shy to be a Muslim, nothing like that. A person is happy and comfortable that I am the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has made me a Muslim and I am proud and happy about this fact that I've got this deen of Islam and I'm following it. I don't feel in any way inferior to any other religion, inferior to any other type of people. So under this chapter, there are two things to keep in mind, two Arabic words. In English, unfortunately, we'll just use the word imitate. But in Arabic, there's two Arabic words. One is tashabbuh. First is tashabbuh. Tashabbuh is where a person deliberately, would intention, bil irada wa bil qasd, a person makes ikhtiyar, he chooses, he makes it a deliberate choice, that I want to be like such and such non-Muslim person, or non-Muslim people, if they got their own style, their own way of doing things, it's specific to them, then I want to be like them. For example, he sees a non-Muslim soccer player, and he cuts his hair in a certain way, and he wears earrings in a certain way, and he dresses up in a certain way. Now this person says, I want to be like that person, so he starts imitating that person. What he wears, he also wants to wear. So now this is called tashabbuh. This tashabbuh is haram, it's not allowed in Islam. Allah Ta'ala has given us our way. We don't deliberately, with intention, try to be like some type of kuffar. Sometimes we get carried away. For example, the people of Europe or America, now they start a certain fashion and a trend, and they're dressing in a certain way which is unique to them. Now we also want to be like that, we want to dress like that. And a person is doing it deliberately, intentional, that I want to be like that, because it may happen that he may find them to be superior, and he's thinking them to be superior in their ways, so he wants to imitate them. So now this deliberate, intentional imitation, this is haram, completely haram. It's not permissible in Islam. So that is one thing, tashabbuh. There's another thing known as mushabahat. Mushabahat is where a person imitates another nation, another people. But here you get two categories. One is he's imitating them in their khas mazhab, in their special religious ways of dressing. For example, sometimes you'll find the Hindu ladies, they may be wearing saris. And now our Muslim women want to start wearing saris. Now this is very specific to the Hindus. This is a khas mazhab of theirs, that now a person is starting to imitate. Or maybe they're wearing a certain mustard type of a clothing that they wear. And they go to the temples, etc., and they wear a certain type of clothing. Now a Muslim decides he wants to wear that special clothing, that specific clothing of the Hindus. Now this takes a person right up to kufr. It's so dangerous. It takes a person right up to kufr, this imitating them in the special ways that they have in their religion, etc. So this is known as mushabahat. Then you get another one which is not specific to them in their religious practice, but it's a general practice of the non-Muslims to wear a certain type of a clothing. Now a Muslim decides that he wants to wear a certain type of a clothing like the non-Muslims wear. As I explained, this is not something that's related to their religious beliefs, but it's just type of clothing that they wear, and it's a type of clothing that the kuffar identify with generally. The Muslim is wearing that type of... This also is something that he shouldn't be doing. This also is something that is not good. However, you'll get a third category. A third category is where everyone wears it. For example, a jacket. A jacket, you'll find a non-Muslim wearing it, a Muslim wearing it. So this is not something that is unique. For example, a person wearing tackies, now you'll find a non-Muslim wearing it, Muslim wearing it. Everyone wears it. It's not unique to the non-Muslims, or it's not some special trait of their religion. Then this is something that is permissible. However, as a general rule, our desire and style should not be that we want to imitate them in everything. So from these ahadith, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Remember something, the first step to becoming like them is to start imitating them. Because now the barriers break between us and them. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to keep us far away from the kuffar, wanted to keep us far away from shaitan. So therefore he told us, don't even imitate them. Don't even be like them. You are different, you be different. So from these ahadith, we'll appreciate this teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل ويشرب بالشمال رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not eat with the left hand because shaitan eats and drinks with his left hand. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah. So here we see that shaitan himself eats with his left hand. Ulama give one other explanation. Explanation of shaitan eating with his left hand means that shaitan inspires a person to eat with his left hand. So you don't eat with the left hand, otherwise you will be under the inspiration of shaitan. So the first view is shaitan himself eats with the left hand, and the other is shaitan inspires a person to eat like this. You don't eat like this, you eat with your right hand. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا يأكلن أحدكم بشماله ولا يشربن بها فإن الشيطان يأكل بشماله ويشرب بها رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you should eat or drink with his left hand because shaitan eats and drinks with his left hand. So because of this hadith, some of the ulama that he say that it is wajib to eat with the right hand. However, the most preferable view or the most general view of the ulama is that it is sunnah to eat with the right hand, not wajib, it is sunnah. However, as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lovers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't ask whether it is wajib, whether it is sunnah, whether it's makruh. We ask, did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this? Did he ask us to eat with our right hand? That for us is enough. We don't need to ask anything further. If a person has true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala give us this. We should also encourage our children and the youngsters, if we ever see them eating with the left hand, stop them, eat with the right hand. To such an extent now, it will also become part of their habit to eat with the right hand. There's one more hadith under this chapter, we'll do it and we'll complete. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, innal yahuda wal nasara la yasbahun fakhalifuhum muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the Jews and Christians do not dye their hair, so you act contrary to them. In other words, you dye your hair because they don't dye their hair. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. We'll do another chapter that is coming with regards to dyeing the hair, the color that is allowed and those colors that are disliked or not allowed in Shariat for a person to dye, etc. We'll come to that and explain. We're doing the chapter next, then we'll explain the various colors. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, under this chapter he hints to it. He says that this refers to dyeing the white hairs of the beard and head with a yellow or red dye. And then he explains that black dye is prohibited, as will be mentioned in the following chapter, if Allah ta'ala wills. We'll go into the various masail inshallah. But just to cover what aspect that this hadith is teaching us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that the Jews and Christians do not dye their hair, so act contrary to them. In other hadith we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized this point so much that the Jews and Christians, that they lengthen their moustache and they trim their beards. So therefore you lengthen your beard and you trim your moustache. Like that we find when it comes to Muharram also, that we are taught that don't only fast on the 10th of Muharram, because the Jews fast on the 10th of Muharram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my desire is if I had to live to the next year, then I'll fast on the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. Even in our fasting also, we thought to be different from them. One ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَرُكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, that don't even incline a little bit towards them. So this style and habit, Allah Pak protect us, is sometimes even our children, we want to dress them up like how the people of Europe and America dress, put a cap on for them, make them look nice, and we think, and look how nice this child is looking. Sometimes we'll put a suit and tie on for the young children. So we must be careful. Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful deen. Allah has given us a religion that is unique, beautiful in every respect. We mustn't be such that we're taking pride in the way the kuffar do things. We must be happy with the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates a nation is from amongst them. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be recognized from amongst those people that he imitated. How fortunate are those that have imitated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, and he ends up being resurrected and woken up on the day of Qiyamah with these great people. Just by imitating them, it carries so much of weight. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of imitating the pious, imitating those that are in his pleasure, and those that are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.